Hi, hello, welcome to the show. Good to have you along on A Sure Thing as we preview the weekend's racing action around the country. We've got standalone meetings to look forward to again this weekend. On Sunday, we have racing on the Highveld at Turfentine. And on Saturday, we're in beautiful sunny Cape Town for racing out at the country course. 10 races on the programme at Hollywood Bets Durbanville, where the first race gets underway at 11:35. If you have nothing planned for the day, you're looking for something different to do, bring the friends, bring the family. There's something for young and old to enjoy on the afternoon. 11:35 is the off of the first race. So, if you are going to be getting involved in, for example, the free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge, then your selections need to be on 5 minutes before the off of the advertised starting time of the first. If you're going to be getting involved in the exotics on the afternoon, then you now need to start getting them ready from race two onwards, because that's where the bipod starts on the tote, with the PA the next race, the third, pick six race four, and legs one of jackpots, one and two, races four and five, respectively. It means that the first race on the card is a race where we could possibly make a few rand, build a kitty for the afternoon, get involved in those exotics on the afternoon, and hopefully also play a few doubles and trebles, because I do think it is a punter-friendly card. I do think the cream can rise to the top. There are certain standout favourites on the day. And then to crown it all, we also have three feature races to look forward to. Those being the Settlers Trophy, the Matcham Stakes and the Diana Stakes. And once we see those races run on the card, then you know the Cape summer season is just around the corner. Right, let's get straight into the action. The first race on the programme, maiden plate for fillies. 14 runners will line up at the 12:50. And here number 4, Ebisu, opened at 4-1 in the antipost market and has shortened down to 2.5-1. Number 5, Lay Delay, has gone from 3.33-1 out to 4-1. 1, Williams Woman, is at 6.25-1, and it's 8.33-1 and upwards, the others. I'm definitely siding with the money horse. Think the money's coming in the right direction. Number 4, Ebisu. Lucinda Woodruff, her stable's been in a rich vein of form. Chad Little has also been amongst the winners of late. This horse showed good improvement from first to second start, and that last form line has certainly held up well. The horse that finished behind it in fourth position was a horse called Gorgeous Cape, who has subsequently come out and won next time out. An horse that finished further down in sixth position called the Flicker has also come and franked that form line. So we've had two direct winners coming out of that last form line. But there is one thing that sort of concerned me, and that is this horse has got the tendency and the nasty habit of being stowed away. I wrote here, if jumping on terms and if taken to the track and not green around the turn, should take a power of beating. So, selections race 1 for Ebisu to beat number 5, Lay Delay. For third, I'm going with number 3, Somebody Somewhere, and 1, Williams Woman. Second race on the card is the opening leg of the bipot. You need to be on by 12:05 if you are going to be getting involved. It is a maiden plate for fillies, where 14 runners will line up and face the starter at the 12:50-metre mark. Again, I'm looking no further than the favourite. I'm going to side with number 2, Ice Stedford. This horse opened at 2.5-1 and has come into 1.67-1 on HollywoodBets.net. Greg Ennion, that stable really has been in a rich vein of form, and he's got Craig Zaki doing duty. And, you know, when Greg books these top jocks, he means business, and I do think Ice Stedford will take a power of beating. This horse has certainly showed good improvement in each and every one of its starts, particularly that last one over the course and distance when showing pace and also hung out over the final 300. And I thought that cost him quite valuable ground, because he could have even have won that race but for hanging in the closing stages, when just getting pipped and run out of it in the closing stages. Ice Stedford is having her second run after rest, so she should strip a whole lot fitter. She's a filly that's on the up, and from barrier position too, I do think will take a power of beating. So I'm going number 2, Ice Stedford, to win it, ahead of number 8, Panjandrum, to finish in second. For third, I'm going with 1, Swift Serenity, and fourth, number 13, One Dance. Place accumulator starts race number 3. 12:40 is when you need to be on for this open maiden. 10 runners will line up at the 1400-metre mark, and here I'm looking again at the favourite to take home the lion's share of the prize money, and this time it's number 2, Primal Instinct. Opened up 1.52-1, has come into 1.33 to 1 in the antipodes market. Now, this horse certainly produced a very, very promising debut run when finishing second, a short head behind Typically French, and that was over 12.50 on this track. He moved up very well into the closing stages, which tells me will enjoy the extra on offer. Going 1400 this time, was just caught in the shadow of the post last time out by Typically French, and I do think with that run under the belt, would have come on with any amount of natural progress to come, and is the horse they're all going to have to beat. So, two Primal Instinct to beat number six, that'll be the day. For third, I'm going with number three, Larking About. And fourth, I'm going with number nine, Greek Eris. Race four is the first leg of the Pick Six. This is an open maiden where 11 runners will line up at the 1400-meter mark. And here we have the shortest price favourite on the day, and that is number one, Delta Pride. From an opening call of 0.4 to 1, is now at 0.35 to 1 in the antipodes market. So you can see the first four favourites, I've certainly made a very good case for each and every one of them. Nothing stopping us from playing a few doubles, a few trebles. We can even play the quad, even play the Yankee, and keep fingers crossed that they all arrive, and then we can be in the pound seat, because after this we, of course, get into the jackpots. That is still to come on the afternoon. Now, speaking about Delta Pride being the best bet on the card, second in both career starts to date, I do think that this horse style of racing, sitting just on the heels of the early speed, will certainly bode well for this race over 1400 meters. This horse tried hard all the way to the wire last time out and just got outrun of it in the closing stages. The form line of that last start has held up. A horse called Astronomical, who finished in third, has subsequently come out and franked that form line, and I do think that this horse definitely is the one they're all going to have to beat. So, the selections, race four. One, Delta Pride, to beat number 11, Time Honored. Third, 10, Gale Warning. Fourth, 7, Good Shine. Race five is leg one of Jackpot 1. You need to be on by 1350. It's a maiden plate to be run over 1800 meters, where 12 runners will line up and face the starter. And yet again, another exotic that I do think we can bank with a favorite. I'm looking no further than number 9, Rockin' and Rollin'. From the stable of Andre Nell, that stable's also in a very good vein of form. Cornet Orpha has been riding winners for that stable, and I do think with the improvement that this horse has shown from first to second to third run, will certainly enjoy the step up in trip from 1600 or 1400 up to 1800 meter mark, 800, and rate the one to beat here. Started favorite last time out, I remember going for Rockin' and Railin', the Australian import, so this horse owes me and should make amends here in this particular race. So, 9 Rockin' and Railin' is the selection to beat number 4, Lomu. For third, I'm going with number 7, Wonderful Tonight, and fourth, number 8, Senor Dante. Feature race time for the afternoon, race 6 is the Listed Settlers Trophy. This race to be run over 2,000 metres. A field of 8 runners will line up. Wide open affair as far as this race is concerned. 3.57 to 1, each of 2. 6 Congressmen, 7 Land of the Rising Sun. They both priced up 3.57 to 1. 4 to 1 about number 8, Call to Unite. This is last year's winner, back to defend his crown. Shrewd booking of Richard Free by Justin Snaith. I do think could be involved in the shake-up, but I'm going to be keeping a very watchful eye on number 3, Time for Love. I really do think that this filly can give the boys a run for their money. If you look at her course record, it's impeccable. She's had 5 runs at this track for a win, a second, and 2/3. She's in a very rich vein of form. She comes back from a bit of a break, so she'll be coming out fresh. She's got solid form lines, and I do think that Craig Zaki was a very good booking for her. He'll give her all the necessary assistance from the saddle. He'll use that early gate speed to get her up to the front. That's a style of racing. She should kick away at the right time in the home straight and say, come and catch me if you can. So I'm going 3, Time for Love, for a bit of value here. Ahead of 8, Call to Unite. 7, Land of the Rising Sun. 6, Congressman. Second of the features is race number 7. It's the Grade 3 Schweppes Diner Stakes. This race to be run over 1,400 metres, and I've been looking forward to number 1, Princess of Gaul, to reappear on the track. And here she is in the Diner Stakes on Saturday. I do think she's a filly that's got a bright future ahead of her. She's got 2 from 2 so far as her career is concerned, and her form shows. 2 runs, 2 wins to date. She opened up at 1.8, 2-1 has eased to 2-1 in the antipodes market. Then number 3, Kakenoff, from 3.57 has eased to 4-1. 4 Swahy Tech is at 4.55-1, and it's 8.33-1 and upwards the others. Princes of Gaul won by 9.5 lengths on debut. I remember that race as if it was yesterday, but the race that she won next time out is the one I really thought she showed guts, determination, moving up at the right time, keeping challenges at bay all the way to the wire, was when she won the Debutant Stakes during the height of the KZN winter season. She does renew rivalry with her stable companion, number 3, Kakenoff, who's 2 kilos bit off at the weights for a 0.5-length beating. So Kakenoff should theoretically turn the tables on Princess of Gaul. However, races aren't run on paper, they run on grass. But there's one thing that stands out, and that tells me Dean Kanemeyer holds the key to the outcome of this race. So, what do we do? Race 7, I'm going 1 Princess of Gaul to beat 3 Kakenoff. For 3rd, I'm going with number 4, Swahy Tech, and 4th, number 9, Be Merry. 3rd of the feature races is race 8 on the card. It's the Grade 3 Racecoast Matcham Stakes. This race is to be run over 1,400 metres, and here we have a field of 10 runners who will line up for the 2025 renewal of the Matcham Stakes. Another race where a case could be made for quite a few of them, 3 Sugar Mountain, 2.5-1, reeled in a hat-trick of wins on the trot coming into this race. Then there's number 9 Absolute DS at 3.33-1. 5 Aristocratic is at 5-1. 6.25-1. Number 7 Questioning. This is last year's winner. Back to defend his crown. Richard Faree is on board. In fact, Richard Faree ride both last year's winner of the Diana and the Matcham this year. And this one he rides for the stable of Vaughan Marshall. Now this horse is unbeaten on this track. And he seems to love the country course. But I do think that Questioning this time round may find one too good on the day, because I've been waiting very patiently to see 9 Absolute DS again on the track. That last race, when finishing 2nd, I don't think he should have lost. He set the pace, he fought hard all the way to the wire, just got pipped on the post by Jet Force. The run prior to that, he won the Langemann over 1,500 metres under Muzieni. Muzi's back on board. He carries just 51 kilos. He'll be up there from the get-go. And I do think that with Absolute DS having his 2nd run after rest should strip a whole lot fitter. And to me, not only a horse that we need to keep an eye on and could possibly go for in the Matcham Stakes, but definitely a horse that we need to make a note of and keep an eye on for the upcoming features, particularly for the three-year-olds. So, what am I doing, race 8? I'm going 9 Absolute DS, ahead of 7 Questioning. For 3rd, I'm going 3 Sugar Mountain, and 4th, number 1, Cafe Culture. That takes us on to the penultimate race on the programme. It's a Class 4 Fillies and Mares, benchmark 80, 11 runners, to face the start at the 1,800-metre mark. Class 4, F and M, Field and More, Scratched Ear, is number 6, Double Dash. So, 10 runners will line up for the 9th race on the card. And who do we go for? 1 Beneath the Cloud, 2.86-1, another horse that is unbeaten over this distance, and one of those horses that absolutely loves Durbanville from the stable of Harold Crawford and the Michelle Ricks training partnership. Then there's 4 Clain Z at 4.55-1, along with 5 Weaver Situation, 8 Strawberry Thief, all at 4.55-1, 11 to a penny is at 5-1. I'm going with number 5, What We Have a Situation. This horse owes me. Went for We Have a Situation last time out, when this horse got trapped wide, raced without cover, and then had nothing more to come in the home straight. I say, put a line through that last run, because if you do that, you'll see this horse brings solid previous form with him into this race. Also, in the run before that, I went for him when he started favourite, and also let the side down on that occasion. The one thing that the jockeys on board need to remember is that this horse has got a devastating turn of foot. Once this horse turns it on, in that final 400 metres, this horse really picks it up and gets going, and he keeps going all the way to the wire. He comes into this race with a postage stamp on board. He gets the services of claiming apprentice Bungani, who rides for the Patrick Crea yard, drawn in the middle of the pack, and I do think, with him doing his best work late in the closing stages, should be picking them off one by one and getting there where it really matters most. So I'm going 5, we have a situation, ahead of 1 beneath the clouds. For 3rd, I'm going with 4, Clainsy, and 4th, number 11, to a penny. Last of the day, race 10 jumps at 16:45. This is a wide-open affair as far as this D-Stakes is concerned. A race with the horses rated 69 and below. 12 of them will face the starter at the 1,000-meter mark, and you probably could make a case for about 4 or 5 of them, including the likes of 6, Lyrical Gangster, who's at 3.33-1. 7, Malice Strength at 4-1. 5-1, the chances of 10, Fort Red. 11, Country Time at 5-1. 6.25-1, number 5, Royal Lithium. And 7.1, 4-1, and upwards the others. As you can hear, they're priced up pretty much on top of each other. You probably could make a case for any one of those I've mentioned. If you were to hold me to ransom to pick one, then I'm going to go with number 7, Malice Strength. That Peter Wrench stable has been churning out horses that have been extremely competitive over the last couple of meetings. And I do think that Malice Strength, based on where he finished in his last 2 starts, finishing 3rd and 4th respectively, over 1,600 metres, and that last run was behind subsequent winner Turbo 20, will give a good account of himself, even though he's coming back in trip over 1,000 metres, will certainly be firing on all cylinders in the rundown to the wire, and ends me siding with number 7, Malice Strength, to win the last, ahead of number 5, Royal Lithium. For 3rd, I'm going with number 10, Fort Red, and 4th, number 8, Gravity. And that takes care of our preview of racing at Hollywood Bets Durbanville on Saturday afternoon. Let's keep fingers crossed that the cream rises to the top, that we pick all those winners and we go and stand in the queue at the end of the day. Till next time, from me, Ravon, you take care. Cheers for now.